Hey.
You need to put your microphone back in front of your face.
Oh, yes, I do.
Not necessarily for sound quality, just because it might cover my face slightly.
It might hide some of the grey. I didn't mean that, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I love you, Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Oh, living the... You know what? It's been one hell of a week this week, and it's only freaking Tuesday.
Of course it is Tuesday. Yes.
Look, if you look up really high, everybody, you'll see a penny falling from the sky.
Oh. Oh, well, do you know what? As it's Tuesday, I think it's probably time we hit the jingle and have the Tuesday show.
Let's do it.
Dun, 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 dun.
Quack, quack. Oh, look. Look. Quack, what? Quack. Lots quack. Of quack, quacks.
I don't know what's going on.
Look on your screen and where my finger's pointing.
I haven't got my glasses on.
Okay, well, there's a load of ducks on the shelf, so...
Oh, is there?
Yeah. A load of little rubber ducks.
Let me see your... You've got rubber ducks on the shelf. I still can't see them. Oh, no, because I'm only looking at a small area of your... screen,
okay. I mean, I can still see them on my screen, so
okay.
Well, when you go back to look at the recording, you'll see them, so they are there.
Yeah, okay. So, you got your ducks in a row, have you?
Yeah, I've got all my ducks in a row. Well, in two rows, actually.
Yep,
that's how organized I am, everybody. I have my ducks in two rows, not just all in one row, in two.
Yeah, you don't have been ranks of
the nine files, no, well, no. The nine, yeah, three files.
Mm.
Well, then ranks of two. Bob, three ranks. Well, how cool would that be if I could shout form three ranks and they suddenly moved into three ranks?
Yeah.
I think I might crap my pants, but that would also be really awesome. Yep. No. Shortest on the right, shortest on the left.
Shortest on the right, shortest on the left.
Yeah. Single rank. Size.
Quack.
I miss
quack,
foot drill.
Quack, 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 quack,
yeah. Quack. Quack, quack, from the right, quack off.
Quack, 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 quack. Quack,
sir. I miss drill. Anyway.
Anyway, so there we are. We're back.
We're back for episode... insert number here.
11.
11.
11. Checks note. Yes, 11. Season 5, episode 11.
Series 5, episode 11.
Indeed it is.
Do you remember when we first started out, we were just like, you'd always say it was series and I'd say it was season.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
How the turns have tabled.
How the turntables have indeed.
Yes. How the table turns have
turned. Yes. So,
thinking
well, it doesn't
back
matter anymore
days.
Because we all I do, all we do is we put S5 episode, whatever, E, whatever. So yep. It doesn't matter. You make up your own mind.
You
does
could
it stand
call
for
it...
series? Does it stand for season? Does it stand for sexy? You make it
sandwich.
Your own mind. Sandwich.
You know, sandwich, yeah. 5, eating 11.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
What was
that? That's what the E stands for, eating.
Oh, I see. Sandwich eating. Yes, yeah.
Sandwich, yeah. 5, eating 11.
Yeah. Okay.
Shall we move on? Anyway.
I thought there was some sort of obscure football score.
I mean, it could be.
Yeah.
In, you know, Azerbaijan or something. I don't know.
Eating. No, sandwich 5, Manchester United 0. Leighton Orient 3, eating 1.
Are you because that just reminds me of the old Saturday morning thing, and there'd be this really boring monotone voiceover guy going, yeah. Manchester United 3, Liverpool 2, Leighton Orient 1, Tottenham Hotspur 0.
Well, I've never had any interest whatsoever in football, so
no.
That always seemed very boring.
It was incredibly boring.
I know, but I mean, this was back in the days when people used to do the football pools. So my dad used to do the football pools.
That was it.
That was it. Yeah,
because it was the poor. Who sponsored
and it?
It
was all about sort of no score draws and things like that.
Yeah,
and it was
who? But who was
Little
it?
Woods, Littlewoods pools.
That was it. The Littlewoods pools. That was it. And it'd be like, and now for the Littlewoods pools.
Yeah,
from last. Manchester United, yeah, Premier League, you know, some da da da. Manchester United won,
mm-hmm.
you know,
Something else for Nostalgia Corner.
Yeah.
Does that need a jingle? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, Nostalgia Corner.
I think it should be more heavenly than that. Nostalgia
Corner. I've forgotten what I was talking about now. Oh, yes, I remembered the game. Spot the Ball.
Spot the Ball?
Spot the Ball. There was always a Spot the Ball competition in the papers. Right. And it was a picture.
Okay.
It sounds so naff now. I mean, it was naff then. But there was a picture in the paper of some footballers. And, that, you know, one was kicking, the other one was heading or whatever. Somebody had basically photoshopped the ball out. You would put a cross where you thought the ball was.
Yeah.
And you'd stick it in an envelope, send it off. And a week later, you find out whether or not you hit the mark.
You know what? I remember that, actually. And not so much from that, but I think there's been some, like, online games that are similar to that. So you could go onto, like, gambling websites, and there'd be a similar type game. And it's like, you know, put a cross where you think the ball is.
Yeah.
And win a prize, and obviously whoever's closest wins the prize type thing. And yeah. I don't remember where that was from.
But this was in the old days when, you know, anything like that, any competition like that, you would literally fill it out, rip it up, send it off.
Yeah.
In fact, I think the football pools at some point somebody would come round. It was almost like one of these sort of doorstep things. Somebody would come round and collect your football balls for that week or whatever it was. I think it was, I don't know, was it weekly?
I think it was weekly, yeah.
Yeah. And it was all done in very, very slow, slow time.
Could you imagine anyone trying to do that today, though? You know, we live in such a fast-paced society now, and everyone must have everything instantly.
Yeah.
You'd die. Just, you'd be like, can someone come, can I just do this online? Please, anyone.
Yeah.
I remember that kind of stuff. And like you say, you'd have to, any competition on TV was always like, and send your answers on a postcard or in a what do they call it? An SAE, a stamped addressed envelope or self-addressed envelope something.
Yeah.
To something, P.O. Box, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, the amount of paper we wasted doing that nonsense. But the other part is someone had a job, because it was someone's job to receive that mail and go through it all and tally up answers and pick up a winner at random. And someone actually had a job doing that.
Well, I mean, if we're being pragmatic about it, I mean, people have got different jobs now doing different things. But it was just a slower, perhaps nicer sort of pace of life. Yeah.
People definitely felt in control, I think.
Yeah.
During that pace of life.
Hey, CJ, are you ready for some music?
I am.
Excellent.
After all of that Paul's talk.
All right, let's play Shipper 63 with his track Hard Driven. We'll be right back.
Chipper 63, hard driven.
Indeed.
I love Chipper. I still want to know what the 63 is about.
Well, I imagine that's the year of his birth.
The Chipper's like 61 years old. Or will be 61 this year.
Well, I don't know.
It's 2024 now. That was, 1963 was 61 years ago.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I mean, either way.
I don't know.
Talented for a 61-year-old, yeah?
Well, I don't think... Does talent wear off?
I don't know. Does it?
I don't know. I mean, I never started out talented, so it's very hard to tell whether anything's worn off.
I never started out talented. I'm still not talented, so here we are.
I mean, I'm hoping to develop some talent, but, I'm quite a way in now, and I'm just not... Nothing's sticking.
I mean, let's be honest, though, but talent, we talk about talent, and, I always wanted to kind of grow talent and be talented at something. I'm sure I am talented at something. I just couldn't tell you what right now. But
hey, listeners, if you can work out what it is that CJ is talented at, then get in touch.
Send your answers on a postcard to the Tuesday Show P.O. Box. 12345. And actually, don't send it to that, because that's probably someone's actual P.O. Box.
P.O. Box, yeah.
Anyway, what was I going to say? I used to think I was talented, and mm-hmm. I always kind of hoped that I would grow some talent, even to the point that, when we made the jingle for this, the original jingle for this show, we used GarageBand for that. I remember having my old iPad, and I was just messing around one day, and I went, oh, this sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I sent it to you, and I was like, I really like this. This could be something, and we decided it was going to be the jingle, but... Talent now, you can just go online and acquire talent now, whether that's hiring someone else to do something on sites like Fiverr, or now you can just use AI. Just use AI to make stuff now. There's a plugin for Copilot, which is Microsoft's AI tool, ChatGPT type thing. There's a plugin for that called Suno, and it will basically write music for you. So I had a crazy idea, Ted.
Okay.
I thought... Today, right now, here, live, on the Tuesday Show, we could write a new piece of music. A new original piece of music with the help of AI. What do you think?
Okay. A new jingle?
I mean, it could be a new jingle.
It to have somehow the flavor of the old jingle?
I don't know if we can plug in the old jingle to say this is kind of your basis. Can we get cracks in it? I could probably ask it to put some quacks in there.
Although, interestingly, there were never actually any quacks in the original jingle.
That was just ad-libbing. We were ad-libbing. I think you started it just one day, it went quack, quack. And then when we even started to go like, moo, and
remember that? Yeah.
You know, we just started doing random animal noises because we thought it was funny.
Terrifying idiots.
Right? So anyway,
yes, this makes music.
I've gone on to Suno, and I'll share this with you, so hopefully you can hear what is being generated. Let's come out of that. Let's close Copilot. There we go. So we can actually see it. Here we go. So in this description box here, we can write anything we want as the description for our new song. So what kind of flavor do you want this song to have? Now, the thing to remember with AI, it's like Google searching. It's the more specific you can be, the better your results are going to be. So I'm hoping perhaps this is going to be something which we can give it as much detail as possible, and it is going to create something for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go, let's go custom mode. No, we don't want to enter our own lyrics. Let's actually come out of that. Let's start off basic, shall we?
Yep.
So give me a flavor. Give me a flavor of music.
Okay. What do you mean a flavor of music?
What kind of genre do you want it
chocolate
to be?
Chip, what?
Orchestral, rock, pop, punk.
I don't know. I mean, something rocky or something hip hoppy or, I don't know.
I mean, let's go.
If we're going for a jingle, we want something quite upbeat.
Yeah. So rock, hip hop.
Yep.
Upbeat. Radio jingle style song. Add in a full orchestra.
Wow, going big.
Or a bright and epic background tone.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
It wants to last for a minute and a half.
The song should last for 90 seconds.
Yep, cool.
And then we click create, and then yep. we give it a minute. Insert countdown music here.
Do, 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 do.
So this is called Rocking All Day Long, or Rocking All Day Long.
Turn on the radio and what do you hear? It sounds so loud, it's the party of the year. Guitars are blazing, drums are pumping hard. Rocking through the airwaves, playing your favorite card. Yeah. Radio rocking all day long. Singing this tune, it's a rocking song. We got the rhythm, we got the flow. Rocking on the radio wherever you go. So turn up the volume, let the music play. Come on everybody, let's rock and roll.
And on the radio, this is the second one.
Okay.
That is not bad for a free service.
No, it's not bad for no, it's not good either, but it's not bad. Yeah. I don't like it.
No, ooh, I was kind of bopping along
to
that.
Extend that? You can extend the thing, can you?
Well, just so I can see what I've written. I don't think we can write anything more in there. I think we're still, yeah, still limited on characters.
Right, okay. Yeah, the vocal sounded like it was a little bit underwater.
Well, yeah, because it's AI generated.
Yeah.
And it sounds very auto-tuned.
Okay. Can we have it without vocals?
Yes. So this is where we go to custom mode. And mm-hmm. so you have this lyrics thing. And as long as you leave that blank, it won't give any lyrics at all.
Okay.
So style of music, rock and hip-hop.
Maybe leave out the hip-hop thing.
Yeah? So you want like a rock jingle?
Because if we put rock and hip-hop, we seem to be getting...
Reggae.
Reggae.
I've gone rock radio jingle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally it. So let's create that. We get to do this 5 times for free, by the way. And okay. It always generates 2 at the same time. I can't seem to turn that bit off.
Right.
So, yeah, I was like, and I was having a lot of fun with this the other day. And it was... because I was trying to generate some like epic orchestral, you know, inspirational sci-fi Star Trek type theme. And was coming out with varying results based on what I was putting in.
Yeah.
And I just found it fascinating. This is, you know, completely free. Mm-hmm. You know, you can make whatever music you want. There's no commercial license for it. So, you know, if we ever got paid for doing this, we can't use this
mm-hmm.
As a jingle. But you can pay a subscription to then get commercial license for it.
Right.
And it's pretty cool. So, yeah, hopefully this will be done in a moment. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yep.
I I mean, again, it's very repetitive.
But also, it does. Again, it sounds like it's a little bit underwater. I don't know whether that might be the sound quality that I'm getting, or maybe it's something different here.
I mean, it sounds okay to me. I'm not really paying that much attention to the quality because I know it's a free tool and isn't ever going to be as good as having an artist write something for you.
Well, sure, obviously. But in terms of the quality, it sounds like I'm listening to it through an elephant or something.
Okay, I mean, hopefully when you go back and listen back to this, it'll sound better. Yeah. You know, once it's all downloaded and stuff. All right. So here's the second version that it came out with for that same description, which is now just says radio rock radio jingle.
Okay.
Very 80s. Yeah. Early 90s. It's the Tuesday show.
Quack, quack.
With CJ and Ted. I mean, we could send this off to Somber Moon. We could send this off to Amanda or Somber Moon, couldn't we? And be like, put some awesome lyrics to this and make it sound radio jingle-ish. I mean, again, it's not the best sound quality because it is just completely AI generated.
Mm.
But even as I'm listening to it, I'm like, yeah, it's not the greatest. And it all ends a bit abruptly as well.
Yeah.
It starts and ends very abruptly.
Right. Now, can we try one more?
Yeah.
And let's try and be a bit more specific. I want some music in the style of a Carry On film. Now, you may have to say, 1970s English sitcom comedy or something like that.
I mean, if I put instead in the style of a Carry On film, let's see what comes out.
If it picks it up, if it understands that, yeah.
Any more specifics you want to add to that?
No.
You want lyrics to it?
No.
No lyrics. Okay. Carry On film. Are we talking like title music or incidental music?
Incidental music.
Carry On film style incidental music.
I feel like we're giving it a bit of a challenge now.
I like challenging AI.
Yeah.
And I spend a significant portion of my day doing this, not so much with music, but with other challenges that I think of for work that I think AI can help me with. You know, even down to, I need to write a difficult email to a colleague about a particular subject, or even like, how do I sell a service to my boss because it requires spending money and we're trying not to spend money and blah, and all this stuff. And I'm like, I'm feeding all of this into AI going, just help me out. What can I, and some of the responses I get are actually really interesting. A lot of it just goes, well, maybe you should consult, a project manager or something. I'm just like, well, that's really not helpful to me. thank you, Copilot. But no, some of the things, it's all about prompts, isn't it? Well, that's then, it. It's knowing what to put in.
If it comes back to you with that, then you say, okay, new prompt. You are a project manager working for me.
Well, I did it for a friend. So there's a friend of mine who's trying to start a web design business.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked, say again.
I said, is he a spider?
Is he a spider? He could be. His name starts with an S, so he could be S name the spider.
Yeah.
But he said to me, "When so, what's a good pricing model for a web designer?" And I'm like, you're asking the wrong person. I said, maybe you should ask ChatGPT or Copilot these questions.
Yeah.
And he went away and he sent me back the very generic response that Copilot gave him. I just said, well, what was your prompt? And he said, give me an example of a web design pricing model.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you probably need to be a bit more specific. So I said, add in the terms in the UK for a starter business with limited experience.
Mm.
And see what comes out. And he actually literally got that pricing model out of it. And yeah, and he said, like, you know, do this for this amount of money, this for this amount of money, and you know, or this price bracket type thing. And I was like, and he went, oh, actually, that's really cool. And it's all about, like you say, feeding in more information or to be as specific as possible to get that info. Anyway, so we've got our Carry On film style incidental musoc, because I misspelled music.
Okay.
So let's have. Should we hear the first one, or do we want to have a song first, an actual song, and then the listeners can come back and listen to our results after that?
Let's do that.
So instead of having Carry On film style incidental music, we're going to have a track from Somber Moon, who we mentioned earlier on. This one is called Out of Control. It's the In Control mix.
Oh. And that was Out of Control from Somber Moon. So what have we got from AI, CJ?
So our Carry On style film music, track number one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Now, it's been many years since I've watched a Carry On film or any Ealing comedy. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
I don't feel like it's completely to brief.
No.
No.
So let's try the second one and see if that is any
let's
better.
Let's go for it, yeah.
I mean, this feels like some weird love scene. Very repetitive. That's one thing I've noticed about this Suno app is everything's really repetitive.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like this is just not kicked in and it's not going to kick in.
No, it isn't. Not with 20 seconds to go.
And even when it does, it's not going to quite fit the brief.
No. So yeah. Let's change this to Ealing, or let's just say, what did you say, 1970s British
sitcom.
British sitcom, film style, incidental music. Let's see what comes out of that. We only get two more attempts at this, by the way. So, out of the free service, and I'm not paying for a premium service just yet. Not until I'm confident I know how to use it properly and make it actually work for us.
Mm-hmm.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Do 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 do. I feel like I've set an expectation by playing little singing Left Bank 2. Bum, 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 bum. What is that tune? Do you know what that tune is?
No, I don't know it.
Anyway, 1970s British sitcom film style.
Here we go.
Incidental music, version one.
Not good with keeping tempo, are they?
Feels like it's doing all right. But this feels more like a Pink Panther style Inspector Clouseau is investigating, doing his super sleuthing in his comedy fashion.
It sounds like a bit of a very early 90s reworking of Minder or something like that.
Okay. I mean, I don't hate it. There's even a little drum fill in there. And a key change. So that's cool. And this is the second version.
Okay.
Again, this is very spy.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Spy film, isn't it? I wonder if this is because we put the word incidental in there as well. Because it sounds very incidental.
Yes, that's true.
So maybe we need to change that word out for something else. Maybe title music or... You know, yeah. comedic blunder.
Yeah, or theme tune.
All right, let's try it. The 1970s British sitcom film-style theme music. This is the last attempt we get, by the way.
Okay. Fingers crossed.
Unless you want to add something else, just see if we can refine it a little bit more.
Potato.
I mean, potato. I'm just going to put the word potato on the end just to see what it does. Oh, he's thinking about it, and it's given us some little icons with potatoes on them.
That's
one
it,
of them's man. One of them's wearing glasses.
Oh. We took it too far.
We really did.
Is it ready? Right.
Version one of 1970s British sitcom film style theme music. Comedy, funny, quirky, potato. See, now I'm getting Friends vibes. Like the little bits in between scenes. The little guitar bits that just seem to go on for too long. It's got all like the shots of outside the buildings and watching people walk down the street and all that kind of thing, like in you know, the old 1990s cop dramas. Like the icon, by the way, that is made over here. I mean, this one's okay. The next one should be good, though.
It's pleasant enough. Yeah.
See what the next one comes up with
why
in 1 second.
Why do you think the next one should be good?
Thomas the Tank Engine is going through my head right now. But again, look at the potato. It looks like a cross between a potato and a minion. Hello, potato. I mean, that's a weird end.
Do you know what? That was my favourite.
Yeah, out of all of them, that last one was actually my favourite.
Although, two things. One, was it my favourite because I'm now thinking about potatoes and I'm just imagining a dancing potato?
I was saying, you're always picturing potato, you know, just kind of bobbing down the street.
Or is it genuinely actually quite a good tune? Or do I like it because I know that's the last one I have to listen to?
It wasn't that bad. Jeez.
It's amazing. It's amazing, though, the difference it makes just by putting in the word potato.
Yeah.
That really improved matters, didn't it?
I mean, tomorrow, when my credits refresh, I will do the same thing again and remove the word potato just to see what happens, and I will let you know what it sounds like. I'll send you a copy. Maybe we could play it on next week's show.
So, I think it's time for another track. And this one is from The Lucky Face.
Tim!
And this is called...
Put your glasses on, Tim.
Oh, God. No, it's not called
that. When the Siren Sings.
It's called When the Siren Sings. When the fire, the streets and the
everybody's trying to find their fame in the violent streets, in the violent streets. Everybody's trying to find their fame. Sitting waiting for the joy it brings when the siren sings. Everybody's trying to find the dream in the silent streets, in the silent streets. Everybody's trying to find the dream. Sitting waiting for the joy it brings when the siren sings.
And that was The Lucky Potato with When the Potato Sings. That was good. Mm. I quite enjoyed that little experiment, though, of AI.
Mm.
And I think with a bit of a fine... I think with the... If I decide to subscribe to the service, which I can't see why I would, because it's not going to be something I'm going to use on a regular basis, but maybe just for a month. It's like £8 for a month.
Yeah,
I might just spend £8 and get it just to get the version 3 of this tool and see if that's any better.
Yeah,
I mean, because I am after some kind of, you know, overlay background music type thing for my own projects anyway. Mm. So maybe this will be useful. And once you also, if you subscribe to Pro, you get commercial licensing on it as well. So it means that it's actually okay. You know, I'm not monetized right now, but if I ever did get monetized for some of my other things, it's covered under license. So, okay. So yeah, I might play around with that a bit more as time goes on and see what else I can draw out of it.
Excellent. Well, as ever, we'd be very, very interested to know what the listeners' experience is when it comes to using AI in all of its forms. And of course, anything else. Do you produce music using AI? Do you produce music using your voice? Arms, legs,
iPads,
whatever it may be. If you do, if you're a musician, please do get in touch. Send us some music, and we may play it on the show.
We may do just that.
We may just do that. If you've got any other talent, do you think would convert quite well to being heard or seen on the show? Then please do get in touch. You can email us at
CJ and Ted, the Tuesday Show. Yes, .co.uk.
Yes, I just crashed that completely, but it was CJ and Ted at the Tuesday Show. .co.uk. Yeah. Did it again.
Double crash.
You can DM me at Ted James Media. You can DM CJ at CJ Brooks FM.
FM.
And thanks for listening. Until next time.
Goodbye. Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack. I think we might stick with the jingle that we've got.
I think so.
Yeah. Maybe we just add the word potato at the end.